The theory of evolution is all but universally accepted in the community of scholars, and students should be taught the overwhelming scientific consensus regarding evolution. At a 2006 pep rally for Darwinism in St. Louis, Eugenie Scott of the National Center for Science Education, NCSE, re-emphasized this overwhelming scientific consensus. Of course, nobody doubts that a large majority of professional biologists accept Darwinism. But appealing to majority opinion is a risky tactic in science for three reasons. First, history shows that a scientific consensus is notoriously unreliable. The scientific consensus in 1600 was that the sun revolved around the earth. The scientific consensus in 1750 was that things burn by giving off phlogiston. Indeed, the scientific consensus in 1900, 4 decades after the Origin of Species, was that Darwinism was false. Second, majorities depend on who gets to vote. Polls have consistently shown that a significant majority of the American people reject Darwinism. Darwinists claim that the American people, who make up the most scientifically successful country in history, are scientifically illiterate, so their votes don't count. Even within the community of professional scientists, the situation is not as overwhelming as Darwinists would like us to believe. For many years, the NCSE claimed that no reputable scientists doubted Darwinism. When the Discovery Institute in Seattle started a Dissent from Darwinism list, which now includes more than 500 PhD scientists, the NCSE ridiculed it with a list of scientists named Steve, in honor of Stephen Jay Gould, who affirmed Darwinism. By April 2006, Project Steve had attracted more than 700 signatures, but the NCSE's original claim had been that no qualified scientists doubt Darwinism, a claim that was decisively refuted long before the Dissent from Darwinism list reached the 500 mark. Project Steve obscures the real point, that there is a significant and growing number of qualified scientists who dissent from Darwinism. The third problem with the scientific consensus approach is that once theories are accepted on the basis of majority opinion instead of evidence from nature, they become sociology rather than natural science. As an overwhelming consensus of professionals, Darwinism belongs in social studies classes instead of science classes. So the scientific evidence for Darwinism is underwhelming, and history shows that a scientific consensus is unreliable. Why, then, do so many scientists put their faith in Darwinism? Applied materialistic philosophy? In The Origin of Species, Darwin repeatedly argued that his theory must be true because creation is false. For example, why on the theory of creation should there be so much variety and so little real novelty? Or,